Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's Elliot Brown here for the Pivotal Podspective, the fourth in the series. If you don't know what it is, well, it's all about finding things that are new, fresh, innovative, different ways of doing things. Maybe you've got an idea that you can do things better than other people, or you've got something to help other people to levitate their business, rise themselves up. Maybe it be personal development. Maybe it be something to grow the business, level up. If you have, then we want to hear from you. But today, I'm going to be joined by a very good friend of mine, Adrian Dorabantu of OSA. And he is the Google and digital marketing extraordinaire.
I never get bored of that introduction, mate, to be honest. So yeah, thank you for that.
How you doing? Are you right?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. You know, it's been sunny here in UK, so for everyone, it's not raining anymore, and we're getting some really good weather, to be honest. Yeah, so really good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been good. We can't complain too much at all, can we?
No, that would be not nice from us to complain now.
So what have you been up to today then? You had a busy day, you've been made a good day, productive Tuesday.
It's been productive. I have almost finished. I'm working on a funnel for a new project of mine. And for everyone that doesn't know, you know, funnels are something very interesting. And to create something that really works, you need to spend quite a bit of time to make it sure that you have the right elements in a funnel.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's exactly what I've done. That is almost ready. And on the top of that, I've also worked a bit on a few Instagram things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I'm not sure if anyone's seen the news, but Mr. Zuckerberg just announced that he's going to release the Facebook shops now worldwide.
Yes.
From today, I think, or something like that. Yeah. Today,
yeah. Yeah. Well, so was this Shopify? Was this a Shopify thing? Is that what I'm saying?
No. So basically, in order to have a Facebook shop, as far as I'm aware, I think just US is the main market where you are allowed to have a Facebook shop and all this. Or the other countries, they're not really allowed to have it.
Okay.
There are workarounds if you have a Shopify shop and integrate that with Facebook, but it's not a straight thing, right?
Yeah.
And what he wants to do is just to integrate with all the platforms now, make it easier for everyone to have a shop on Facebook, and also make it work a bit more with the brick and mortar stores as well, especially because of the current situation, you know?
I mean, it's smart. It's a smart move, I think, to be fair. There was a big Shopify thing that went on Facebook earlier on. I didn't catch that, but I don't know what was going on there. But there's definitely a big movement on the online retail sort of. They're pivoting, that's for sure.
Well, I think that was the best time for everyone to go online. So once they've seen that and people have moved into the online space, they have to just make things work a bit more seamless.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Well, you know, we've definitely, well, they're pivoting, and we're going to be pivoting on this show with loads of different ideas, not always brand new and completely innovative. So we just want you all to know that these are things that are going to help you pivot, help you change. And there may be things that you already do, but there may be a different twist on things as well. So last week we went over chatbots and QR codes and Google My Business as well. And today we're going to be covering Facebook Business Manager, the dark overlord that it is, if the dark overlord.
And probably we should tell people why we decided to cover that. It's, you know, when I tend to meet new clients, you know, and one of the questions is, do you have a business manager? Everyone says yes. Mm. In 99% of the cases, they don't.
Yeah.
They just refer to Pages Manager as a business manager. So when I explain to them and I show them exactly what business manager is, you see, all right, I never knew about that. Yeah, because it's not something that Facebook necessarily promotes, you know, in its own things. And they just ask you to boost that post, which you can do it from any Facebook page or from anywhere. Very, very simple.
Yeah.
But Business Manager is a completely different beast, you know, once you look at it. Yeah.
It is. I mean, listen, we spoke about this before the show, and we actually want to cover some stuff in detail on the screen, but we'll talk about that at the end of this show because we do want to help people out, because it is a minefield, isn't it? You know, Facebook Business Manager, isn't what you think it is, guys. If you think that boosting and going on to, what is it, the classes of pages, is it the business page?
Yeah, it's called Pages Manager. You have you have it on desktop as well.
Yeah, yeah. So this guys, is like, you know, it's done on the front end, right? And that's exactly. You know, listen, there's nothing wrong with doing it. People do get some elements of success, but if you want to take it seriously and you want to spend that money wisely, then it's the back end of Facebook, and people that sort of, you know, are in this realm, in this area, want to get their business out there and promote it, or, you know, whatever they want to do. That's where you really want to really understand, or understand as much as you can anyway, even if you're going to get other people to do it. And today we're going to go over that, because that's where we want to do. We want to sort of dispel this myth that you can't get there and other people are, you know, can only operate it and you know, you're useless. There are things you can do there, and there's all sorts of levels of it, but yeah, let's talk about that, Adrian, because, you know, it isn't the easiest thing to use, is it? Let's face it, they don't really help you with it, do they?
No, it is quite complicated. I haven't seen I've seen tutorials for it, but not. At the end of the day, you have to optimize it for yourself, depending on what type of business you are in, right? Because I work mainly with e-commerce businesses, all my filters and everything is being set up for e-commerce in a way or another, right?
Yeah.
But that's why, let's say, what you can do with Business Manager, just for people to understand it a bit better, right?
Yeah.
Like your own analytical dashboard. That's exactly what you have over there.
Yeah.
But from there, you go and create proper ads. Select the proper audiences when you create an ad, right? Select the right creatives. What you can do when you try to promote a post or, you know, do an advert for something, you have platforms that you don't see them in the normal Pages Manager. So just for everyone to know, when you do something on Facebook and promote on Facebook stories, so Facebook newsfeed, Facebook stories, Facebook marketplace, Facebook write column, Facebook news articles, audience network, Instagram stories, Instagram newsfeed, and Messenger as well. So you have all these platforms, and some of them require different formats for your creatives. So that's why on Facebook, an ad that you should make on Facebook on the main newsfeed needs to be, 1980 by something, right? Or 1290 by 1980, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
If you want to do it as a story, it needs to be 1080 by 1980 or 1920.
Yeah.
So you need to select all this, which you can do from Pages Manager. In Business Manager, you can do that.
Yeah.
Once you've done that as well, you need to select the proper objective for that, right? So not just boosting a post, you need to say, what do you want? You want to reach more people, you want to get more leads, you want to do actually conversion, you want to promote events. You have all those kind of things which can all be selected from there. Audiences, well, it's massive.
It is a minefield. It absolutely is. I think listen, when we first met last year, I mean, I've spent thousands training, you know, on Facebook, as you know, and learning, you know, digital marketing, because it wasn't necessarily my background, but, you know, I've definitely got a much better idea about it these days. But I believe there were certain ways of doing things, and these always change as well, right? The algorithms change, the way that Facebook operates, the way it will spend your money, all of the ways that it will do its advertising in an AI, you know, and automated way, it will always change, and there's always going to be right ways and wrong ways of doing it. And I think I thought that there was two or three of the best ways, which I think a lot of people teach, that lead generation, for example. Let's start with lead generation, okay? Now, a lot of people feel, and as I did, that lead generation is possibly one of the best tools on there, which I do still think it is if you use it correctly.
I agree.
But it takes a lot of setting up. And I think a lot of people need to understand that just because you will set that up and you think you've got your demographics right. And if people don't know what that means, but your audience that you want to attract,
your audience. Yeah.
If you don't get that right, then you're not going to get whatever it is that you want to sell or you'll deliver to people or let them know about or grab their attention for. You're not going to find the right people. And there's a skill in that, isn't there? There's definitely a skill in understanding what the, you know, what is your ideal customer? What is it that they want? And then changing your mindset. So you've got to take a few steps back before you even use Business Manager. So
just to explain people, you know, it's so obviously you need to, you know, you heard
people. Hi, business bros. How you doing? Sorry, how you doing?
Hello, guys. you heard people saying that, yeah, you need to experiment and all this. And it's true. But if you experiment in a way and you don't analyze the data from there, that's the main problem and exactly what happened. You know? And that's why you have Business Manager, which is just a beast of a dashboard where you can analyze all your data and see exactly what happened, what was successful, what wasn't successful, and all this. You can look at demographics there. Let's say you made an ad. You've put £500 into an ad, right?
Yeah.
And then you can just go back there, look at the analytics into Business Manager and see exactly who clicked, where they came from, age, location, and then all those kind of things. If you've made any sales, if you have a Facebook pixel set up on your website and everything like that over there.
Yeah.
So it's extremely good. And that's exactly what I'm looking when I'm working with customers, you know, to analyze all their data. Because first we buy data from Facebook, then we analyze it, and then we improve it.
You make it sound easy though, Adrian. Come on. I mean, you've got an analytical mind. I mean, I'm not being funny, but, you know, deep diving into something. I thought I knew quite a bit about the back end. It turns out I probably know about 10%, you know, I probably know a bit more now, but back then I did, you know, and whenever I've talked to people and I've spoken to them since you and I have definitely, you know, delved into things a little bit deeper, and I'm a bastard at times, you know, you all start talking to me about something and I'm like, I'm not, it's not really convinced. But what you'll do is you'll go, okay, you ask a few questions. And this is the art of getting this right. You've got to ask those questions. You've got to take a step back from your situation and have a look at those things and then speak to somebody like you, like us, where we've experienced this and really get a good understanding of going that level deeper and finding those people the right way. And I think Facebook Business Manager, if used correctly, can do that. We're never going to cover that in 25 minutes or so this evening.
No.
Okay, we've got Business Manager. It's going to be used to attract an audience to maybe get leads. You know, we could do a campaign that gets leads, and I think a lot of people understand this as well. There's engagement. We can get engagement from there as well, can't we?
Exactly. So that's why it depends what type of campaign you do. That's what is really nice in Business Manager, because you can create when you look at the reports or when you look at the data, you can create your own filters, right?
Yeah.
And just to give you an example now, I have a campaign for an e-commerce client. So my filters over there are, I'm looking at money spent, definitely.
Yeah.
Engagement.
Yeah.
Links. So link clicks, how many people clicked on that. Uh-huh. Then I'm looking at how much does it cost for a person to do a purchase? How many purchases there were over there.
Yeah.
What's the return of the ad spend? So basically how much money we made versus how much money we spent.
Yeah.
Also, I'm interested in basically how much the value of the products that have been put in the basket, but not necessarily been bought, all right?
Yeah.
And the reason why I do that, it's quite simple when you look at it. I have an ad that wasn't profitable.
Right.
So the ROAS wasn't that good, right? It was something like 2.5, which is very, very low compared with my normal ROAS, which is over 10 or 12, right?
Yeah.
But I kept that running just because actually it brought me 1,200 clicks or something like that, which is way more than other campaigns that were profitable.
Okay.
And the thing is, when I have a campaign like that and I said, okay, it's working, it brings people on the website, what I do, I just use my other campaigns to retarget them. And that's exactly when I can see the power of it. So I create almost like a funnel, right?
Right.
And that's why those were my metrics. And that's the reason why I kept some of the campaigns. And obviously the other ones were way more profitable.
Yeah.
And I knew that campaign was one of the main success of the other ones.
Yeah. I think this is there's going to be I think it's going to be too much for some people on this side. I think there's definitely, because there's so much we can go into. So let's talk about, you know, so we've got Facebook Business Manager. It's there. We use it for, you know, there's lots of different tools. There are many, many different tools to make that work to help your business.
Yeah.
But what would you say if somebody has not done, you know, Facebook Business Manager and they haven't used these things before? What do you think is that it would be a good tool for them to get to grips with, start off with?
I would say Business Manager, Facebook Business Manager, definitely. There isn't.
But what campaign would you say would be the best thing to do if you're just going to spend a little bit of money? You don't know because you don't know the business.
Exactly.
And the reason I ask that question is because everybody asks the same question. You need to understand the business. You need to understand what it is that you do. what engagement you've got, but it really is about getting other things set up, the other elements of your business set up, so that when you do utilize it, that you can utilize it successfully, effectively, and efficiently as well, I think, personally.
Exactly. So for, let's say, a restaurant that's just with a physical location and all this, I would obviously go for engagement because I would do promotions or deals or things like that, right?
Yeah.
If you are a carpentry company or something like that, or a construction company or a windows company, then hello, everyone. Then I would go for lead generation because that's exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Right. If you're a brand that just starts out and all this, I would go definitely for brand awareness reach campaigns as well, because you want people to know about you as much as possible.
Yeah.
If you have some really cool videos, I would go for video views. So I can create custom audience based on a video view.
Because
what you can do with Business Manager is, let's say you put a video out, right? You create an ad that's based on a video and it's been really successful. But what you can do, you can just create a custom audience based on the people that watched 5 seconds of that video.
See, listen, whoa, stop there.
It's a bit too much.
Talking to people like they understand what it is. See, I get where you are with this,
right.
But already you've covered about five different topics. Now, people are going to pull a bit of that from there. The video thing, I think, is great. We're actually going to be doing one for Essex Business Radio. So I think what we'll do is we're going to create a few things and we're definitely going to do. I think we need to do a little mini series, which we stick up on YouTube and we'll collab on that. And we can give people a bit of an insight and get just a bit of a run over of things that they can do. I think we'll do that, set that up, because this subject I think is a really important one. I think there's a lot that people need to understand, not just because they need to know how to do it, but if they're like me, they want to know enough so that they can help to direct the business, they can help to manage people that are going to do these things or employ the right person to do that job for them, right?
Exactly.
And that's where I want this to be clear on what we do on this episode and what we do with Facebook Business Manager, because there are a lot of people out there that sell social media marketing. There's a lot of people out there that don't know Facebook Business Manager very well, and they still make a lot of money out of the marketing. What I want us to get across is that people get a bit of an understanding so that if they ever have to deal with somebody, they're not going in there gray. They're not going in there, you know, green. It's not gray. Why would they go in there gray? But green, if you know what I mean. So they've got a bit of an understanding so that it's easier for them to be able to deal with the right people, because I think there's a lot of people out there selling stuff.
I think it's very important to know what to ask for, you know, sometimes. So even if you don't know 100%, but at least to have an idea so people cannot really fool you and all this. But I'll just give you a last example of the business manager. Actually, if you go into the analytics of the business manager and you have a Facebook pixel set on your website and you're selling products, right? Or you have a lead generation thing on your website, it just tells you, okay, you had 100,000 people that entered the website, right?
Yeah.
After they entered the website, you only had 50,000 people that actually went and viewed some of the content or clicked on some of the articles, videos, whatever you had over there.
Yeah.
But actually, only 1,000 of those people have bought something or they actually subscribed as a lead. So then you know that you have a problem. That is your problem over there, all right?
Yeah.
And you have all those analytics over there. It's very easy. It just shows you like a graph and it's extremely easy then. And you say, okay, so I need to improve that area of my website or whatever I do over there. That needs to be improved because people are not buying into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook Pixel, of course. We're going to be talking about Facebook Pixel, aren't we, tomorrow?
Yes.
So I like that. I like that little link you put in there. I like that. But we are going to be talking about that. And a lot of people don't know about Facebook Pixel either, to be fair. An incredible amount of people in business don't know some of these things that we're talking about. A lot of people are going to go, oh, that's not new. That's no way. I know about that. Hey, you know about that because you're using it. But are you using it correctly? And
I will tell you something. I had someone approach me on LinkedIn to sell me something these days. And I said, okay, I checked your website. I don't like it. It's not that good. And also I said, I see you don't have any Google Analytics, only Google Tag Manager or Facebook Pixel. And he came back to me and said, but I don't really do much things on Facebook. So I said, okay, perfect. No problem. And I'm not going to say why. It's still very silly not to have the Facebook Pixel on your website, even if you don't do many things on Facebook. We're going to explain that tomorrow.
Definitely.
But there is a very good explanation of that.
Good. And I look forward to that because I know about it, but I don't know enough. I mean, why else am I we doing this? Because I want to absorb loads of information and I want other people to absorb it as well. We all get better. We all get bigger. We all get better. We all get stronger. Everything improves. Everything exactly. improves. Yeah. Business. Yeah. And we can all help each other. You know, it's a small world, particularly become a lot smaller, and a lot more of a community brought together from over the last couple of months as well, I think, for sure.
Yeah, well, we'll see in 9 months from now, you know, because with people being locked down so for so long time, you never know.
Yeah. You going mad yet?
No, but I suppose loads of babies are going to be born in 9 months.
You're already mad, Adrian. Not quite as mad as me, admittedly, I'll go with that. Yeah. You could have said it. I don't have a problem with it, you know.
No.
Okay. So, I mean, listen, we've brushed over Facebook exactly. Business Manager. Yeah. I think there's going to be a few people coming on that want to talk about different elements. We are definitely going to do more shows around this. I think we need to pinpoint within a Business Manager itself is go, this is the engagement. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what the engagement is. Let's get a sort of a background understanding of these things and then how you'd use that to make it work. I think it'll be a good idea, be exactly. good for the audience. If I was watching and listening, that is definitely something that I would want to listen and learn for sure. And I think there's going to be plenty of people out there that are going to want to do that for sure.
Yeah, if you ever want to scale your business, you need to understand those things. And even if you don't fully want to dig inside and see exactly how they work, you still need to understand how they work so you can give the right tasks to the right people.
Exactly. I could not have said it better myself.
I'm glad I said it.
So do we have any freebies for anybody tonight? Do we have any freebie links or anything like that? Or have you given them enough?
Well, we have them. Basically, I just wanted to give them a Facebook pixel checker and a Google Tag Manager checker. But when I look at my list, I think probably it's better to actually...
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to give them that tomorrow. But today, what we're going to give them, I'm going to give them a Chrome extension that's going to check for broken links on websites.
Oh, so if Chrome anyone has extension, a website, eh? Oh, is that like a really silver like garage on the side of the house? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I just
really bad joke. I said,
anyone that has a website, just use this Chrome extension and see if you have any broken links on your website. So you can either repair them, fix them, or just remove them completely. So you not get penalized by Google.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, good. I mean, that's a useful tool. It's a useful tool. You'll drop that link in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to drop the link in. Let me see. Actually, if you want, let's try something new, and I'm gonna send you the Chrome extension into here in the private chat.
Yeah. Okay.
You can put it in the live comment and see exactly if that works, and people can just get it live now.
Yep. I would have thought so. I've posted that onto live chats. There's a link I've just posted on there. If you can't see that link, and obviously if you're watching this or listening to this afterwards, you won't necessarily see this, but you'll be able to see this on YouTube. There'll be a link around this somewhere anyway, and we'll make sure that's up on YouTube. So there'll be bits and pieces on there. This will be going live onto YouTube a week after the day it goes live. So next Tuesday, this will be going up onto YouTube. So if you're catching the end of this and you do want to catch it on YouTube, then have a look there. Otherwise, you can watch it back on Facebook. So I think we've covered a little bit on Facebook Business Manager. We could genuinely talk about Facebook Business Manager for hours.
Yeah, it's a whole day training, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Listen, if anybody wants to get training, anybody wants input on Facebook Business Manager, then absolutely get in touch with us. As I've said all along, I am not always the best person to answer these questions, which is why Adrian is joining me this evening and has joined me last week and has got another few episodes, and we've got other extraordinaires in their fields going to be joining me as well, because listen, I might know stuff, but I don't know everything. I can't drill down and be the best absolutely everything. I'm not bad at most, but so if you do, then get in touch with us, because we would love to help you out, and there's loads of free tips we can give you. I think I've been thinking about this today. We're probably going to create some sort of PDF document with some links on there following on maybe at the end of the month with some links and some bits and pieces of information in there for everybody. So if you're watching, you'd be able to download that. I think it'd be a good idea. We can easily create that, can't we, Adrian? It wouldn't be too difficult.
Oh, yeah. And we can just send people in the chat bot to get it, to be honest. Yeah, that's the easiest way to be done.
Absolutely. Well, in which case, yeah, don't forget to go over to the chat box on bat on the chat. Jesus Christ. The chat bat on. The chat bot on Essex Business Radio's Facebook business page. Go and click send message and get in there if you want to get on the show or have a question for us. Thanks, Adrian. Really appreciate it, of course, as always. My digital Google extraordinaire.
I need to get the new certification, which is a bit easier.
I might start my own certification, to be honest. Extraordinaire certification. That'd be a good idea.
EBR, you know,
certification. Yeah, I could present everybody with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Adrian. Tomorrow we'll be covering the Facebook Pixel. So if you're watching this live, you're watching this afterwards, then make sure you check that out. If you want to see last week's up on YouTube, this time last week, Adrian and I covered chatbots and we chatted about chatbots. And you can find that out on YouTube now, Essex Business Radio. Go over there, subscribe, like, and do whatever else you do on there. Make some great comments. Thanks very much, Adrian. I shall catch up with you later.
You're welcome.
Potato.
Thank you.
Obviously, Adrian Dorobantu there, very good friend of mine, and incredibly gifted, incredibly knowledgeable when it comes to the finer details, that slightly deeper details, that looks wrong, on digital marketing, back end of Facebook. We covered a little bit about Facebook Business Manager. Adrian has got some skills over and above people like myself, okay? So when he explains things, sometimes he expects everybody to understand what he's talking about. Because he has such a clear idea. He is an absolute genius when it comes to things, but absolute genius in getting things like Business Manager to work very, very well, and also other social media marketing tools as well. I think he's great. If you want to know more about what we're talking about, then absolutely get onto Essex Business Radio, or you can message me, of course, on my personal Facebook page, and we'll get back to you and help you out as much as we can. We've had a few people this week asking for things, and we've easily handed over links and details to them to help them out. If you want to know more about what's going on, keep an eye on the Facebook business page, Essex Business Radio, and my personal Facebook page, and you can even find it out on Forge Management, our sponsor, which is up here. And obviously, it's been another great show, The Pivotal Perspective. I'm going to sign off for now, but check us out tomorrow for Facebook Pixel. It's going to be great. This is something you absolutely need to know about. You can do some stalking, legal stalking on people. You can find loads of stuff out. You're going to get loads of information from this if you use it right, and we're going to be covering that tomorrow, because I still need to understand a few bits, which is why I'm going to be chatting to Adrian about it. And you guys can find out too over here on Instagram. Go over on Facebook tomorrow at 9 p.m. to cover that. Essex Business Radio on all social media, apart from Twitter, which is Essex Biz, B-I-Z-Z, Radio. And go and check out YouTube, of course, as well. Download an app. We've got a free app, Essex Business Radio app, available on all good app stores. But another one of the Pivotal Perspective, where it's been an absolutely superb chat with Adrian Dorobantu about Facebook Business Manager. Thanks very much, guys. We're going to catch up with you tomorrow at 9 p.m. Big love to you all. Ciao for now. Brow cow.
Listening to Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.